I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Turkey's prime minister visited Cairo, Egypt today. Recep Tayyip Erdogan's trip could not have come at a more tense time. There were violent demonstrations in Cairo over the weekend. The Israeli embassy was attacked, and most of Israel's diplomatic staff was evacuated. The CBC's Derek Stoffel reports.
Erdogan supported the overthrow of the Egyptian president, Hosni Mubarak, earlier this year. His visit to Cairo will be an opportunity to offer encouragement to the Egyptian people from up close and to sympathize. Many in Egypt are angry after five of their police officers were killed when Israeli troops went after gunmen who launched an attack last month. Omar Ashour is a Middle East analyst at the University of Exeter in England. He says Erdogan's trip is well-timed.
I think he will get an extremely warm welcome on the unofficial popular level and from the political parties and political groups. Many of the Islamist groups perceive him as a model to pursue. Many of the nationalist and leftist groups are happy with his position regarding Israel after the Marmara attack.
That attack last year has led to what some analysts call a new low in Turkish-Israeli relations. Turkey is angry that Israel refused to apologize for the deadly raid on the Mavi Marmara, a Turkish ship that was trying to deliver aid to Gaza. Israel expressed regret for the loss of life, but officials said they have nothing to apologize for. On the weekend, Erdogan called the attack grounds for war, but the Turkish leader said he opted instead for a diplomatic solution to the incident. Relations between the two countries recently, though, are anything but diplomatic. Turkey kicked Israel's ambassador out of the country last week. Mark Regev speaks for the Israeli government.
Historically, Jewish people and Turkish people, a very strong relationship, but we've had problems over the last few months, maybe even longer, and that's regrettable. We're willing and want to see an improvement on the relationship. We hope it's still possible.
No doubt many here in Israel will watch Erdogan's visit to the three Arab nations this week with much interest. Analysts such as Bertrand Badi of the Center for International Studies and Research in Paris believe the Turkish Prime Minister wants to be a bigger player. In fact, he says, we're witnessing the birth of a regional power.
Turkey is probably trying to take benefit from the political vacuum in the Arab world. As Turkey is more and more powerful in the region, the relationships between Turkey and the Arab neighbors and also Israel will be less warm, but probably more efficient and probably more powerful.
That is a clear worry in Israel, as Erdogan has strongly backed the bid by Palestinians for statehood at the United Nations. For its part, Washington has appealed for restraint from both the Israeli and Turkish governments. For The World, I'm Derek Stoffel in Jerusalem.